Luke chapter 9. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of Yahweh and to heal the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, neither sticks, nor money, nor bread, nor scrip. Don't even have two coats for each of you. And whatsoever house you enter into, there stay, and from there depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed, and went through the towns, preaching the good news and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed, because of that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead, and of some that Elijah had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John, I have beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew of it, followed him. And he received them, and spoke to them of the kingdom of Yahweh, and healed them that had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12, and said to him, send the multitude away, that they might go into the towns and country round about, and find lodging, and get food, for we are here in a desert place. But he said to them, give them something to eat. And they said, we have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy food for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men, and he said to his disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company. And they did so, and made them all sit down. And then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and broke them, and gave to the disciples to set them before the multitude. And they did eat, and were all filled, and there was taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, whom do the people say that I am? And they, answering, said, John the Baptist. But some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets has risen again. And he said to them, but whom do you say that I am? Peter, answering, said, the Messiah of Yahweh. And he straitly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his stake daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gains the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy messengers. But I tell you of a truth, there will be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of Yahweh. And it came to pass about and 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and Jacob and went up to a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his clothing was white and glistening. And behold, there talked with him 2 men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in splendor and spoke of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his splendor and the 2 men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said to Yahushua, Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. And while he thus spoke, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Yahushua was found alone. And they kept it close and told no man in those days of any of those things which they had seen. And it came to pass that on the next day, when they were coming down from the hill, many people met him. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beg of you, look upon my son, for he is my only child. And a spirit has taken him, and he suddenly cries out, and it tears him, that he foams again, and bruising him hardly departs from him. And I sought out your disciples that they should cast a spirit out, and they could not. Yeshua answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring your son here. And as he was yet a-coming, the devil threw him down and tore him. And Yeshua rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of Yahweh. But while they wondered every one at all things which Yeshua did, he said to his disciples, Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. But they did not understand this saying, and it was hidden from them, that they did not perceive it, and they feared to ask him what that saying meant. And then there arose a reasoning among them, of which of them should be greatest. And Yeshua, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a child and set him near him, and said to them, Whosoever shall receive this child in my name receives me. And whosoever shall receive me receives him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. And John answered and said, Master, we saw someone casting out devils in your name, and we stopped him, because he did not follow along with us. Yeshua said to him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers ahead before him. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw, they said, Master, will you that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did? But Yeshua turned and rebuked them, and said, You do not know what manner of spirit that you are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. And it came to pass that as they went along the way, a certain man said to him, Master, I will follow you wherever you go. Yeshua said to him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not anywhere to lay his head. And he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Master, permit me first to go and bury my father. And Yeshua said to him, Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of Yahweh. And another also said, Master, I would follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Yeshua said to him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of Yahweh. End of chapter 1.